Taylor and Ford standing over the free kick. Butler's gone up for it, so has Downing, who's seen a header go wide earlier on in this game. Taylor down the left-hand side to Sawyers, tricks everybody. It's laid back to Baxendale inside the area. Shoots! Great goal! Beautiful training ground goal from the Saddlers, and it's Baxendale against his hometown team, Doncaster, who gives Walsall the lead in first half injury time. Free kick down the left-hand side by Taylor to Sawyers, who cut it back to Baxendale, and he played it left-footed. Cool finish past the far post, and it's Walsall 1, Doncaster 0. Sawyers with a cross in. There's a goal for Walsall! Lovely move there! And it's the top scorer, Tom Bradshaw, with the goal, his fifth goal of the season. And it's another beautiful move from the Saddlers. Sawyers with the ball from the left-hand side into the danger area, and it's a Predators goal, really. The toe poke from Tom Bradshaw takes it past the goalkeeper. 57 minutes gone. Walsall 2, Doncaster 0. Butler and Baxendale in the wall, causing trouble. And it is Ford, he strikes it, hits the post, and it goes in! Another beautiful goal from the Saddlers! Only one home win so far this season, but it looks like they're on course for a second. They lead by 3-0 after 63 minutes. Anthony Ford with the free kick, curled in off the post. It's Walsall 3, Doncaster 0.
Dean, that was a fantastic all-round performance today.
Yeah, very good performance, and one that we've been threatening for a while, to be honest. It was nice to have a near full squad to choose from, and whether that put a lot of pressure on the players now who've got the jerseys, because they've got to hold on to them, because there's a lot of good players not in the team at the moment. So it's a good position for us to be in. First game of the season, I'll be able to choose from that. But with the injury record we've had, I haven't been able to. But to have the likes of Manny and Cookie and Mal Benning and Grimesy on the bench today, and Billy Clifford, obviously, who came on, he's really good for us. And the lads put in a terrific performance today.
Yeah. All three goals, I thought, were brilliantly well worked, or individual goals.
Yeah, they were. First goal was a great finish. I probably thought the last 10 minutes of the first half, we ran out a little bit of steam because we started the game so well. Got a couple of shots in the first minute with 40. And our energy levels were excellent. And probably the last 10 minutes of the first half would come off it. And then Bax turns up with a fantastic finish. And well-worked goal, but a really good finish again from, a quick free kick. Good spot to see Rom, and then a great finish into the top corner, which give him a lot of confidence, scoring against his hometown team as well, and two good games on the spin.
Yeah, and very cliche, but the timing of that goal must have been important.
It was, yeah, because I knew there was only 10 seconds or so to go when he gave the free kick, and I was, asking Andy Butler to go up, and fortunately for me, the lads just saw a quicker free kick, and it was a great finish, and it's always nice to go in at half time and have that chat with the players when you've just got that goal. And the other two goals we scored were really good, a great cross-field ball and then a great cross from Ryan Sawyers, and Tom Bradshaw does what he does best. And I thought we should have had a penalty before that when he got in front of their player and he brought him down in the box. But, really good performances from a lot of players today, and that was really pleasing.
Yeah, it's not been, in other games this season, not been going right at that end of the field, apart from for Tom Bradshaw, fifth goal of the season now for him. How important was it to have him back?
Yeah, very important, because he's been a big player for us. He's got better and better from the start of the season. He's a manager's dream. His professionalism, his attitude, his application, everything he does, he's really good for the manager to have. And he knows as well now that he's got to keep doing that, because, with Cookie, it's great to have Cookie back on the bench today, and Manny and Grimesy. I've got players now who are capable of pushing anybody to get into the team. So the players know they've got to be at their best. And it's a position I wanted to be in at the start of the season. And, we've had two real back-to-back good home performances and home wins, and we want to continue that.
The free kick from Anthony Ford as well, that was a finish of quality. But I thought his all-round game today, I saw him quite a few times at Wolves, and he looks like he's bulked up a bit. He looks a bit stronger on the ball, as well as his overall wing play.
Yeah, I mean, he's still getting used to the pace of League One football. He didn't play an awful lot last year for Wolves, and he's come in and fitted in really well with the players. And his last couple of performances have been his best ones for us. I thought he was excellent last week at Gillingham, and he was excellent today. And, you know, in the 93rd minute, he was chasing back and, defending, winning the ball back. And, you know, he deserved that goal today, and it will give him a huge boost, because rather than just a provider, he needs to score goals as well, and he done that today.
Yeah, and another solid performance at the other end. Doncaster didn't really trouble Richard O'Donnell. It's another clean sheet.
Yeah, defensively, I think that's five in the league so far. I mean, two centre-halves today were excellent, along, you know, ably assisted with by Jim and Andy Taylor and the goalkeeper behind them. But as a team, I thought we defended really well today. We knew what Doncaster had to offer, and we knew we had to be at our best because they've got some really good players there. But we defended really well and restricted them to very few chances, and you know, it was really pleasing.
And that must be important for confidence today, because, like you said, you felt that performance was coming in front of goal. Take away the Rochdale game. Apart from that, you've had a lot of encouragement. You've just been waiting for this performance.
Yeah, we have. I mean, it was a really good performance against Preston, against good opposition, and a really good performance today against good opposition. And, you know, you've got to make sure that we keep talking about the performances. And I've said to the players, you know, it's about you keeping your shirt now. You have to keep putting in performances to keep your shirt, let alone win a game of football. And the work ethic of the players and the application is fantastic. And, you know, it's not been a great start to the season, we all know that, but we've had a lot of injuries to deal with, and a lot of off the field stuff. And, you know, we've weathered the storm, we hope, but we need to follow this up now against Bristol City.